Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sy Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sy's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sy.
All right, welcome everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers. Here with Sy and Artie.
Hi everyone.
Hello there. And you know, we're having a really good time sharing our time with you guys. And we love speaking to everybody from around the country and from around the world.
That is so cool.
It's a lot of fun, you know. And before Sy and I got into the spiritual world, we were just with regular people and struggling.
Well, I don't know if I was ever regular.
Yeah. But, you know, just people.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as I became more and more spiritual, as I started to grow more spiritually, I started meeting so many cool people.
Right.
And I have so many wonderful friends because of what I do and because I chose to become more spiritual and to express the intuitiveness and stuff. You know, if I just kept it just that, you know, just for the fun of it, I wouldn't have met like probably 80% of my friends that I have right now.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool. So God bless you and bless me.
Very much so. That
once, you know, we started to really take advantage of our gift on behalf of other people, you know, our friendships have grown. The quality of what our life has grown.
Yes.
And so long as you keep on sharing what gift you have or what you're capable of doing with others, your friendships are going to grow. So if you're in a self-pity mode or you feel very secluded or you feel very alone, start doing something for somebody else who has nobody, or visit a children's hospital, or visit convalescent homes, or be a clown somewhere,
right?
You know, or do something for somebody who has nothing, or people who can't get out of the house. Maybe you want to be a big brother to somebody or a big sister to somebody, you know. And there's, you know, single parents who feel so bad because their kids have no one to play with or nobody to take them out anywhere. And you could be that person. And, you know, and if you are the one that's in that vulnerable, you know, position, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Right.
Because there are people who are willing to share their time and love. We don't have anybody, but they're so good with people, they're so good with kids, but yet, you know, they go, I don't know. But you want to know something, to tell you something exciting. It's like, you know, you've been to the circus, you know, I'm sure quite a few times with the park, but when you go to the circus and you bring a kid there for the first time, when you see the circus through their eyes, it is so exciting. And when you see them all excited with the cotton candy in their mouth and in their sticky finger, their sticky fingers, and looking at the clowns and looking at the animals, and oh my God, it's so exciting when you see your kids or friends of your their kids, when you see them so excited, something that you feel like this is yours, and you're so excited.
That is so true.
And you're able to take them to a show, or you're able to take them to the, you know, to the movies, or to do something that they've never been able to do before. That's exciting. Because a lot of times people are very successful at what they do and they get bored with it or they're just not happy. But where the excitement comes in is when you start showing to other people what you've done and you help other people who have nothing or who want to do what you want to do. And so therefore now you're going to be their protege. You're going to be their mentor and you're going to show them and help them become the best that they could be. And it's all because of you. So take whatever love and whatever energy you have and share it with others. And if you feel like you overly do that already, then take a break.
And you know, folks, everything else will fall into place perfectly. You don't have to worry. Everything will fall into place.
Yeah, don't overthink things. But right now we have an awesome person all the way from Colorado, and I believe her name is Diane. Diane, are you there?
Yes, I am, Adi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for waiting for us. Can we help you, Dr. Scott?
You know, I didn't really have a specific question. I just called for a reading and to see if any of my loved ones who's passed is kind of hanging around or if they have anything to say to me.
Just give us a little. I want to know something. For some reason, when you said that, was there somebody who passed away that it's either they passed when they were 21 or their attitude with their personality was 21? Because I'm seeing that clothing store, Forever 21.
No one knows 21.
You know what? I feel a female energy around you. Almost like mother, big sister, close aunt, that kind of a feeling. Did your mother cross?
Yes, my mother passed and my older sister passed.
I knew it.
And she's sometime back to 21.
First of all, I want to know they're all very happy and all together.
Who's the mate? Who's the one that was big into their makeup?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Who was big into their makeup, like very conscientious, or always had a lot of beauty stuff on, or buying lots of beauty makeup?
The diva,
my sister.
Okay, that's her, and she's the one who said Forever 21.
Now let me ask you something. Did she lose her hair?
No.
Okay. What is it with her hair? Because she wasn't quite happy when she crossed over. She keeps saying, I don't know, the hair wasn't right. It's just not right.
Because she was very self-conscious.
She was very diva-like, and everything had to be just her way, and she was not thrilled with the hair. Was there an issue about dressing her or makeup or hair?
You know, now that you're speaking, I had an aunt who was very big into makeup, very fussy with her hair. You might be picking up on her.
Possibly.
Now, why? I'm getting the date of around December 10th. What's so significant with that?
I don't know.
It could be Sky's husband's birthday. He just told me that's her husband's birthday.
I don't remember when my aunt passed away. I don't remember the date.
Oh, you noticed his stocking. I want you to know, here's a message from them. I want you to know that your mom is with you so much. And you know it. You feel it. You're finding things, and I don't even think you know that you're feeling it, because you put things down and they disappear, and then you find them in other places.
Yes.
Does that sound right to you?
I thought it was Alzheimer's, but yes.
Okay, it's not your mom.
Okay.
What is it with the wrist? I mean, who's the one that wore bracelets or wore bangles?
I don't know.
Well, I know what Artie means because.
Oh, was that your husband?
No, that is my husband. My husband wears stockings, bracelets, and
diva
glasses.
Yeah, we're just joking.
I feel as though there was a jewelry issue. That your mom had some jewelry that she had set aside, and you got it, and then something happened. Was it stolen or misplaced?
You know, you're right. And Artie, yes, there was a bracelet. It was a coin on a gold bracelet. My sister got it, and someone broke into her house and stole it. I had an issue with her rings, and I still have her rings. Her wedding ring, I removed the diamond, and I placed that diamond in my wedding ring set.
Well, she's very happy about that. Because she feels as though just because she left it to you in that state, she wants you to make it yours. She wants you to put your spin on it. And she's really very happy about that.
Good. I That's good.
She loves when you talk to her. She said she hears you every time you talk to her.
Okay.
And she just said, start believing in yourself more. Do you have a jewelry box that makes music? You twist it and it spins, you know, it makes music. I'm hearing music with a jewelry box.
I have two jewelry boxes, but neither one of them make music.
Okay, you know what I'm feeling, honey? I'm feeling as though you're being bothered at night. I'm feeling as though you're not sleeping well, or you're being kind of woke up, or you just feel something not right at night. And it starts about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And it goes into like 2 in the morning. It could be anywhere from 11 to 2.
I just got to say something. I'm not wrong about the jewelry box that's making the music. Either you're going to be getting one soon, or
right.
There is a jewelry box that you have that actually does make music and you don't realize it. There is a trinket or something that you have or that you're going to get real soon, because I'm clearly seeing it. But unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now.
We'll be right back to you.
Okay, but that is true. I am up late at night. I work nights, and between 10 and 2 o'clock is my most difficult time. So that is true.
Okay,
all right, cool.
Great.
All right, well, listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. We're with Angels and Answers. We are the Dynamic Duo.
Hello.
And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Danis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Dynamic Duo. On a more somber note, I would like to take this opportunity to bring up Robin Williams. I know that he's in a beautiful place right now, and I know that he's making everybody laugh up there. But on a sadder note, he gave us such joy, such happiness, such laughter, a man who was so gifted and so talented and had everything to live for, and he committed suicide. And that goes to show you folks that you really don't know the person until you know the person. Had I have ever known, had his wife ever had somebody helped him, and he really poured out his soul to somebody, maybe that tragedy wouldn't have occurred. To me, I'm taking it as a personal loss. I was pretty young when he started with Mork and Mindy, and such a handsome man, and he gave the world so much laughter and so much beauty, and he did so much truth. He did so much behind the scenes for children, and he was such a wonderful man, but he was haunted by demons in his own head, you know, and he suffered from drug abuse and alcoholism, and I just felt that he couldn't get over that. I understand that he kind of wanted to go back, and he signed himself back into a rehab, not even taking a drink. But he knew he was going to fall. And I think that was like the last straw for him. And I believe in his mind that he felt as though, even though he's going into a rehab, and even though he's trying to get himself some more help, he just put any more of this every single day fighting this demon of alcoholism and drug abuse. And I want to give him all of my love, and especially his family. I bestow upon them all the love and light that God has to offer in their healing process. And I want to say that many millions of people are absolutely behind them, grieving along with them. And to me, it was a tremendous loss. And I pray for him deeply.
You know, the moment I heard that, you know, Robin Williams killed himself, you know, I was at the casino, and the dealer told me, you know, because, you know, she just came to start her shift, and she said, well, you should, no, you, yeah, but you
I
were,
was by the slot.
You were by the slot, and I was with your husband.
Yeah.
No, actually, I was by myself. Your husband wasn't even with me at the time. But I was, like, so shocked. It was almost like I lost a family member, and I actually became a bit emotional inside. I mean, I didn't actually cry, but I was like right before that, and I was just, but I really took it personal. Like his, you know, not that I took his actions personal, like I was angry at him, but I was just like, I just could not believe, you know, I mean, it's bad enough when somebody, you know, dies in a car accident, but when you choose to do that, and my attitude with that, you know, and I heard this a long time ago from a good friend of mine, and he was an older gentleman by about 30 years, you know, over me. And he said, you know, he goes, I don't understand why people would ever want to kill themselves. He goes, if you feel like your life sucks that bad, then why don't you just, because what you're looking for is for change. You don't want what you have. So if you can't stay in your family, if you can't stay in your life, if you can't, then just move to an island, move to Hawaii, move to a different state. Just take everything and move. You don't have to kill yourself and say that's it. Just up and move and change your environment and change your new friends and reinvent yourself. You don't just kill yourself.
Well, you know, I saw an interview with him and Diane Sawyer the other night.
Really?
Yes, I have private television.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they had, it's an amazing thing. And he had an interview with Diane Sawyer, and he told her what his fears were. And he said he fought those demons every single day against drug abuse and alcoholism. And you know, he actually literally put himself into a rehab without even being drinking again or drugging again.
Really?
Because he knew he was falling back. And I believe that he could not take those demons haunting him every single day to drink, to drink. And he was not drinking. And then he said something funny. He said, you know, you're on top and you're doing great. And then you're starting to get a little older. And then you're realizing that people don't want you anymore. And that now you have to kind of reinvent yourself. And now all that stardom that you're used to is going down the toilet. So I do believe that he lost his self-worth, not realizing what a gem he was to everyone who knew him. And to us, I felt a personal loss myself.
I mean, I know the moment he crossed over, he saw the powerful impact his life was. You know, when he did not realize how many millions and millions of people really loved him. And of course, everybody, you know, who knows of Robin Williams, you know, said, God, I wish he came to see me, or I would have given him that love. I would have given him that support.
Yeah.
I would have, you know, everybody, you know, of course, all his personal close friends and his family, whatnot. But, I just can't imagine being in that.
I just can't imagine his poor children and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
The loss, because, I mean, he adored his family, and, to me, like I said, it was such a personal loss. It almost felt like when John Lennon passed away.
I was just going to say that.
When John Lennon passed away, I stood in my doorway and I cried my freaking eyes out as if I lost a member of my family.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. And with Robin Williams, I'm the same exact way. I said, oh, my goodness. A man who had everything to live for, all the help he could have ever gotten. And still those demons overpower him. And that's what our show is about, really. Letting your mind control your actions. He didn't have to think that way.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, you know, especially when you have that kind of money. You know, you could go to any part
anywhere.
Of the world and take a vacation from life. You know, he could literally have been at a resort hotel and done absolutely nothing and just relaxed.
But see, that's who he wasn't.
Right. I understand that. But also, you know what it is? Also, seriously, when you're on tour or when you're doing show after show, you know, it's the pressure of trying to keep up with everybody and all the people are, oh, can you do this? And it's like nonstop. And so, like, these people who are very, very successful, there does come a heavy price. You know, I mean, we have to really thank all these stars because – you know, they don't get a break from paparazzi. They don't get a break from their fans. They can't just go out and about and just enjoy a simple evening because when you're that kind of famous, it's like everybody wants to, can I have a picture? Can I have your autograph?
Well,
can I have
this?
It's
nonstop.
That's
what they did to Princess Di.
Yeah.
The paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's so terrible. And I believe that.
Well, they believe that there was a murder there. There was a, there was a set up murder.
I wouldn't be so doubtful on that either. But I'll tell you this. He felt as though he was always in the limelight. He felt as though he always had to
Had to be on.
Always. Always. And, you know, he said his life's mo that way. And then when he felt himself getting older, as we all do, sometimes, you know, we want to cut back or we want to not be so funny all the time. And, you know, he went through such depression that he felt as though, I can't deal with these demons anymore. These demons are just, I just don't want to deal with these demons anymore.
Rhymes where, you know, people usually know me as the energetic one or the funny one. And be nothing. I just want to do nothing. I just want to just sit and do nothing. I don't want to. And if people think that, you know, if I'm not being funny or, Marty, what's the matter?
Right.
you're not being funny or obnoxious. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're energy. It's like, no, I'm just relaxing. Right. I just want to chill out. Everything's fine. I just want to chill out tonight.
And people get sick.
And they think that, Artie, what are you, sick? You're not being a
you got crazy. A fever? You need an antibiotic? I got a fever.
Yeah, you're not being a clown. What the hell's the matter with you? All right, everybody, we're going to be taking a little break. So, Sky, what's the phone number if somebody wants a personal reading from you?
Well, if you'd like a personal reading from me, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, I wanted to add one little thing. If you want to call me on Skype, guys, and see the crazy lady behind the crazy voice, my number is 732-328-8930, and you can Skype me anytime.
And my number is 1-900. I'm only kidding. Ooh, baby, baby.
Ooh, la, la, la.
No, it's 877-ANGEL-02.
I love that number.
And if you want to check out what the face looks like behind the voice, just go to artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, everybody. But Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You want to know something? I'm really excited because next week I'm going to California around the L.A. area, and my nephew's getting married, and I'm all excited for him. And we didn't think he'd ever get married. And, you know, he's a workaholic, and he found himself a gorgeous girl. in Italy, and she's beautiful. And it's just, you know, it's just great, you know, to go away for such a wonderful, beautiful occasion. And I'm very excited to be around family and around good occasions. And again, we're traveling outside of the area, so that's fun because it's always good to take a break out of your element, you know. And so, you know, we're going to be dancing and we're going to be drinking and we're going to be eating and we're going to be sleeping late every day.
About my California trip.
I can't wait.
So jealous.
Yeah. I have full friends out there who I'm going to support when I go out there.
Nice.
And Charity will be with me. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun little getaway.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're going to visit a couple of her family members and we'll be with mine. And, yeah, so it'll be nice. And then hopefully one day I'm going to take her on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, my. You want to do that?
That would be
You're
fun.
You're crazy, man.
You know, I did that with my ex-wife. And this is really fun. I got to tell you a funny story. We're on Rodeo Drive, and we're going from one exclusive store to the next. I was hoping I would see somebody famous, but I didn't see anybody famous. So we're on Rodeo Drive. And so we go into this one place, and they had this beautiful, in this beautiful case, they had all these beautiful diamonds. And there's this one diamond, obviously, it just stuck out like a sore thumb, this big, big diamond. And, you know, they don't show prices off at all.
No.
No, they don't show any prices out in Rodeo Drive. It's like you have to ask or it's hidden someplace. And, you know, and there you could tell your common folks were just in there because they were just like us. Or yeah. They were just like, oh, my God, like walking. You're like, how can you afford something like this? So there was this beautiful diamond. And I said to the girl, I said, you want to know something? I don't even care about my coupe. I don't care about class. I said, I have to ask you. I said, how much is this diamond right here? And she goes, well, it's 8.3 carats. And it goes, and she goes, it's $1.3 million. So I turned around and I looked at my wife, who was my wife at the time, and I said to her, I said, honey, let me ask you a question. Do you want the house, the car, and the vacation, or did you want this stone? I just want to, you know, get a grasp.
I'm
going to get a grip on this. You know, did you want the donor? Did you want the trip around the world, the house and the car, you know?
That's so funny.
It was great.
Listen.
I saw a dress. I saw a dress in the store, in this other store, and it was selling for $78,000.
Are you serious?
I couldn't. And it was sheer. You know, it wasn't like it was solid cloth. It was sheer. I was afraid to step near it in case, God forbid, you know.
Yeah.
I did to ruin it. I was afraid to hang out with it.
$78,000 for a dress?
$78,000 for a dress.
That is so
It's strange. The same person who could afford a 1.3.
Right. Exactly.
Carat ring. Unbelievable.
Could you do me a favor? If
no.
you happen.
No.
Yes, you do.
Go ahead.
If you happen
no.
to go to...
Go ahead.
He does it to me all the time.
Go ahead.
He kills me. If you happen to go to Rodeo Drive, don't tell me that.
Go ahead.
I want you to take a picture.
Take a picture of
Robin Williams thing. Star.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, if we go there.
I think so.
Yeah, hopefully we'll go there.
I mean, don't make it your special trip with me.
You want to know something?
The dynamic duo.
Yeah. I got it.
That's Jewish guilt.
I'll tell you. A lot of people that's going to be doing the same thing. They're going to be all right there. Hopefully we can just get right
to it. If you can, Paul.
Yeah.
If you can, I certainly understand.
Absolutely.
That would be really something very treasured to me.
Yeah. No, I can understand. No, if we're there, I'll do it for you. I will.
And if you can't, just go into that school and get me that 8-carat diamond ring.
Sure. What are friends for? I got to tell you something. One of my friends is, you know, is out in California, and he's an all-out actor, you know, and very fun, funny person. He's always stressed out about money, though. You know, he's one of those struggling actors. He's been like that forever. And but we have such a great time. Whenever we're in each other's company, we laugh nonstop. And so as soon as I went to visit him the last time I went out to California, he said, Art, I'm going to take you to this really cool store. And the name of the store is called That's a Wrap. And what they do is they sell clothes. Of all the clothes that were in, like, TV shows, movies.
Wow.
Wow.
And they were selling everything for like dirt cheap. You could buy wedding dresses.
What?
You could buy like all these gorgeous shoes, all these jeans and these shirts. So I bought a few cool shirts. And
wow.
Stuff like
and most
that.
Of them are from big designers.
Yeah, they're from designers. And,
yeah.
And like I said, they were all on TV locations or movie locations.
Wow. Well, my husband grew up with his cousin. Now, his cousin writes for Billy Crystal. His name is Babalu Mandel. And they were growing up, they were like...
Inseparable.
They were inseparable. They were like the Siamese twins. As soon as he started to get a name, and he wrote for Billy Crystal, and he wrote for that whole gang, what the heck is the other one? Fonzie.
Oh, Happy Days.
Happy Days, and that producer, what was his name? Opie.
Oh, Ron Howard.
Ron Howard. And he started getting... All of a sudden, he forgot my husband's name.
Really? I said to my brother one day when we were having lunch, I said, Mark, my brother's name is Marty. He's Marty, I'm Artie. I said, Mark, when I make it big, are you going to forget about me?
Please.
Yeah. No, but I, my brothers are very big support. At first, my one brother wasn't a supporter. He wasn't. He was like, he was very skeptic. He was very scared and stuff. My other brother, Marty, he supported me from day one. And
nice.
He did, and he does. And he gets all excited when new things are happening. And,
yeah.
You know, telling him stuff is like telling my mom because
yeah.
It's like he gets all, really, really? And my father goes, what? You know, my father goes, I'll get out of here. It's like he finds it too.
Yeah.
That things are happening.
There was something I wanted to ask you about your mom. Oh, my God. It actually fell right out of my brain.
Yeah, my mom, as far as, you know, my father was the one where I got my stubbornness from. You know, like, I'm the type of person when I believe in something, when I believe in my ways and my thoughts, and I feel in my gut that I'm right, I don't give in. I'm very stubborn when I strongly believe in something. That I got from my dad. And thank God that was one of the very few things in the world. Oh, and I'm very flirtatious. My father was very flirtatious. And I got to tell you a funny story. I don't know if I told you this, but I know the audience didn't hear this. Now, my parents, they used to belong. Now, my mom passed away a couple of years ago, but my parents used to belong to a 55-plus club. And so they were very active, and,
yeah.
You know, they would be a part of the gang, you know, and they would see shows, would, you know, do buffet dinners and stuff, and they would have speakers, and, they, you know, so they did the couples thing and all, even though they didn't get along that well, but they got along with everybody else. So my mom was telling me this because she was standing right next to him. So there was a lady, she said, my mom said she must have been about 90 years old. So while my father was standing right next to her, did I tell you this?
No.
While my father was standing right next to her, you know, he was like trying to be a little flirtatious with her. And she had like a little spark to her. You know, you could tell
yeah.
She had a fun personality. And so my father like elbows her a little bit into her elbow. And he goes, so you want me to spend the night tonight? She goes, why? Is it going to take you that long? She goes, you want to spend the whole night? She goes, what? Is it, how long does it take you?
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I bet your mother must have kicked him not in the elbow.
Yeah. No, my mom thought it was funny.
Yeah.
She was a sweetheart. Yeah, my
now,
mom.
I only know
your mom. I got all my loving traits.
Oh.
From my mom. You know.
I only know your mother through spirit.
Right.
But the way she came to me, it's like you're a baby, your mom. Your mom's a baby, you.
Yeah.
You are like the same personality, the same lovingness. The same, believe it or not, she did also have a very stubborn streak. If she felt she was right, maybe not to your father so much, but to you and your brothers, she's sure, but in a very kind way.
Yes.
But she would always make her point come across, and she would always win the battle because she did it in such a loving manner.
Yeah, I mean, we had the type of mom where it's like we didn't,
typical Jewish mom.
We very rarely argued with each other. I mean, we might have had our little disagreements here and there, but, you know, but we laughed so much. And, you know, my mom had this way about her where she could find humor in a very dark situation. And she always used to make fun, humorous comments in a sarcastic way, but and just made it so funny.
Yeah.
I know something you're so agitated about, but you always had these quick wits.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was a natural part of our family humor.
But
so
that's
right. So when I was always known as a class clown. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't the type of person that, you know, would have to stand up in class and say, oh, look at me, or I have to. It was just like, I was the type of person that was funny in a way where if somebody did something, I would comment on what they did or what they said, and I would add to it in a humorous way. And so there was this time where it was parents' teachers' night, and I was scared out of my gourd because I was afraid, because I was a student. I had personality, but I wasn't the best student. I was scared. And so when my mom got home, I was so scared to hear what she had to say. I go, Mom, how did it go? She goes, actually, it wasn't that bad. She goes, your bio teacher, that's the one who I was scared about the most. He said, you kind of broke up the monotony in the class. He found you very humorous. Really? Because I didn't get that impression. And my French teacher, she said that, she used to go into the coffee room or their break room.
Yeah.
And she would tell the other teachers some of my jokes or what I would do or what I would say, and they would talk about. And I didn't know any of this.
That's so nice.
So I thought that was like pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. Sky and I, we're going to go for a little break right now. So, we want you to stick around. You're going to do it. We're going to be right back.
Dun-da-da.
Right after this commercial break.
Mama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're towards the last leg of our show. We have just a bit. I know, it goes by really fast.
We said that in an hour.
Yeah.
And now we're saying 2 hours.
2 hours. Now we're saying we need 3 hours.
Yeah, right.
But I want to say, I got to share with you this one other funny story. You know, my mom was telling me the story that, you know, after they got married, you know, my father, he just had bad luck throughout his life. You know, he worked hard and he put, you know, gave us a roof and fed us and stuff.
What did he do?
But he had really.
If you don't mind me asking.
No, he throughout a good most of his life, he sold carpets, shop at home service,
oh, very
sold
nice.
Carpets.
Yes.
And he sold light bulbs. And before he got into that, he was a photographer. When my brothers were really little, he used to go home and, you know, and take pictures of people, you know, at their own homes and stuff like that. So my brother Marty, my mother cried later. She didn't get upset, but my father got really upset by what I'm about to tell you. Now, my brother Marty, right, he's a handsome guy now. We could say he's comfortable. I could honestly say, because he looks like me. You know, people always say.
No ego here.
No, but my brother's a handsome guy. But as a kid, he was ugly, gawky. There was no getting around it. He was high cross.
Oh, my God.
You know, he had this goofy look to him. He did. He grew out of it, thank God. He did. But, you know, he's holding his own right now. But he admits it, you know. It's like there's no denying it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so my father was showing off the pictures of, you know, to his customers so they could see, he could see the portfolio. And there was a picture of Marty. And so the one customer points Marty's picture and says, oh, my God, what a homely-looking child. My father was livid, but he didn't tell her that that was his son. But he went home really ticked off and told my mother, and my mother was crying laughing so hard. She didn't get upset that she was laughing so hard because she was picturing what my father was going for. She just kept laughing and
laughing. That is hysterical. That is hysterical.
You know?
Yes.
But there was a time, so my mom was telling me that when my dad was younger and he was trying to get a job, because for some reason he had really bad luck trying to get a job when he was younger in his 20s. And he was working for this one company that's been in, I forgot what they were doing, something with hats, I think, maybe. They were in business for 25 years, and they went out of business right shortly after my father started working for them. And then he started working for this other guy, and I think this guy was a photographer. He just started. And then, unfortunately, the guy hung himself. He killed himself. And so my grandma, so they lived with my grandparents, my mother's parents.
Yeah.
And she has incredible sense of humor and quick wit. And my grandmother goes, and my grandmother goes, and if you became a mortician, people would stop dying. That was my father's luck. Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so funny.
When I think about it, it makes me laugh.
It would bother.
But I'll tell you, I had the dark side and I had the light raise me. My father was nothing but a living hell to live with, and my mother was a child. Very sports oriented because I had two older brothers. One was 5 years old and one was 10 years old. So they were into sports, which made me into sports, and I was very competitive.
Yeah.
And we would play with our hearts, you know. Yeah. It's like you would think that we had lots of money on every single game that we played, but we were just so prideful to wanting to win. And we played basketball and baseball and football and street hockey and and punch ball and curve ball and wiffle ball and, like, whatever game there was, we were just out there and just having a great time. And I had a great childhood growing up as far as my mom's concerned, as far as my friends are concerned, and even with my brothers. But my father, it was just difficult. He was just a tough cookie.
Well, let's look at it from where it really came from. The man had a struggle. He had a hard time.
Yeah, because a lot of it had to do because of his personality also. But it just amazed me that he was able to be his own boss. Listen, this is living proof. If my father could have his own business and make a living with that personality, which totally sucked, I gotta tell you. If he could make a living, you guys could make a living.
You could be a millionaire.
You could be a millionaire if you want. My father's living proof. If anyone could do it,
did your mom do it. Did your mom do same?
My mom was very religious. She lit candles every Friday night.
I had that feeling.
We kept kosher in the house. Outside the house, everything goes. We kept kosher in the house. And outside the house, we brought out Chinese. But we never brought in any food that wasn't kosher.
You know, I kind of felt that with her, but I want to ask you that because she seems like the type of a woman that was very... very oriented to keeping her tradition.
She was a very religious person. She was a very family-oriented person.
She was amazing.
She would help everybody.
God bless her.
And, I mean, she was.
I meet her in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to meet you, Mom.
Literally, you know, at her eulogy, you know, there was just nothing negative to say. You know, it's not like, oh, there was, you know, when my father's time comes, you know, that's going to be like, well, God gave us a little challenge in life.
I would say,
you know,
okay, thank you, God, and we'll know we'll see you again soon, but not
right.
No, but your mom, the reason I asked you that is because I felt that your mom would have kept her kosher home. And I felt that she was very, like...
Yeah, she was the glue. She was the glue, yeah.
And she was the glue. I see how you are.
Yeah, she made everybody's birthday important.
Oh, I love
that. She did. And she made all the holidays important.
I love that. That's a good mom.
And another great thing that she... Just all you moms out there, or people who hold a lot of parties for your friends and family, this is something that she created. When you walk into her house... This is toward the end. She didn't do this for a long time, but towards the latter part of the years when she was, you know, having parties at her house, when she was getting a little older. When you walked into the house, you reached into a grab bag and you would pick out a piece of paper, each person, and you would pick out a paper, and that one paper would, oh, you're going to help clean the dishes. Oh, you're going to help serve the main meal. You're going to help serve dessert. You're going to help put out the dishes.
And
you know, you're going to throw out the garbage. So, of course, you know, everyone would compare, all right, what job did you get? What job
that
did you get?
That is so clever.
So that everybody is contributing.
Yeah.
You know?
God bless her. She's so smart.
Yeah.
And she had all boys.
And so she always wanted girls, but you know, she had all daughter-in-laws, and, you know, she had her grandchildren, which were, you know, her first one was a son, but, you know, there was three girls after that and stuff. She got her girls thereafter.
Yeah.
And she was awesome because she was the type of person that during the holidays, you need to be with your wives first. You come to us later.
I love that.
She never said,
she
you know.
She never put anything between any of
nope,
family.
Never.
Oh,
she was unbelievable.
So lucky. I had such the opposite.
She was the guilt-free. She was guilt-free just about like that, except when it came to schoolwork. Then she laid it on thick.
Let me tell you
and
something.
It stuck.
Well, you know what? I can understand it. Let me tell you something. I had just the opposite of what you had. They hated me. They didn't like what I was. They didn't like my culture, my nationality.
Yeah.
I'm a Jewish girl. Meanwhile, my husband's mother is... you know, they just didn't like me. They just did not like me. And when the holidays came around, she made it a living hell for me. There was one time that we were going to a Seder, and I was 8.5 months pregnant with my son, Michael. You know that, and I had two babies that were 9 months apart besides.
Wow.
And I'm in the house, and his father went to punch me. Yes, 9 months, almost what? 9 months pregnant. He lifted his hands up to strike me.
For what?
Because I was late with the Seder, and his son was coming down. It was Passover meal, and the son was going down. It wasn't even down yet, but it was almost down. And I was coming all the way from Brooklyn to New Jersey to Johns River with three little babies, one and two under my arm.
Wow.
And he went to strike me. And my husband ran in front of him. And I said, like, you guys throw me if you ever go near my wife to raise your hands to her, I'll kill you. Because he was so mean to him, too.
Well,
my first day with a Hoover vacuum cleaner went by my head, flying.
that was your welcome. What's that? Initiation.
Right.
Your initiation.
And welcome to the family.
All right, everybody, we got to close up. So listen, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love and prosperity and happiness.
And let's say a prayer. Every other day for the next at least 7 days for Robin Williams that heals in heaven and especially for his family.
Yes, and may bless you and all your dreams come true. Just keep talking to your angels. Seek and talk to the spirit. Believe in God. Don't believe in the fear. Until next week, everybody.
God bless you all and we love you.
We love you.
From the Dynamic Duo.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passion, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.